This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Right now, we're joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, my Ricks?
How are you, buddy?
Good. Are you guys ready? It's Papa time.
Why?
You know, Eric, this is your favorite time of year, man. Like, you guys are in the middle of the football, and you get to talk about movies. You know, this is Eric's favorite part of the season.
Is there anything like cool coming out, or is it just like another Top Gun movie?
Hey, you might be jealous of us. We have David Koechner joining us in studio.
Oh, I get psyched for Champ from Anchorman. That's dude. He's awesome. That's such a great. Wait, he's coming in today.
Yes,
he's been
be
in before.
8:20 this morning. David Koechner, the comedian, he's going to be at the Arlington Cinema Draft House.
That's awesome. No, I love him. I remember seeing. It's funny. I was earlier this week. I was interviewing. There's a movie coming out next Friday called Bros, with Billy Eichner. It's produced by Judd Apatow, and Apatow produced Anchorman. And I forgot. Like, Apatow has had his hand in some of the greatest comedies ever, like from like Heavyweights, Knocked Up, you know, Anchorman, Funny People. I mean, Koechner, I just remember that was the first time I ever saw Koechner in a movie, for me at least, was Anchorman. So that's an awesome
get. Are we pronouncing his name correctly? Is it Koechner? Is that correct?
It's so funny. I always thought of it like a keg, but I could be wrong too. I've interviewed him a couple times over the years, but I don't remember if I ever like formally said his last name to his face, but I think it's Koechner, or
yeah.
It could be. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So what are the big movies this week?
Well, the biggest movie is Don't Worry, Darling, the Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles, Chris Pine, Florence Pugh movie that comes out today. And then also I was going to mention the Avatar re-release because there's some news attached to that. If you know, it's the highest grossing film of all time.
Why is there all this drama? We talked about it a couple weeks ago about the spitting, which didn't happen and all that crap.
Yeah.
Did some of them not like each other on set or something?
Well, I mean, and I saw an interview with Olivia Wilde recently, which I thought was really fascinating because she was on Colbert, and every movie set has had problems in the history of movies, and she made a good point that she's like, why aren't male directors ever asked about all the drama surrounding the movie? But I think in this particular instance, because you have Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde is allegedly dating Harry Styles, that obviously creates tabloid aspect to it, right? So I think you can't get away from that. He's arguably one of the most famous people on the planet. So to EB's point, for people who are listening who aren't aware, there was a lot of drama behind the scenes on this. Essentially, these are all alleged things, but Florence Pugh, the star of the movie, they allegedly didn't get along originally with Shia LaBeouf, who was originally going to be possibly the Harry Styles role. There was a lot of drama on that front. Basically, people were saying that, like, you know, I think Olivia Wilde said that Shia was fired, and then he came out and said, I wasn't fired, and, you know, we chose to mutually go our separate ways. So that was a whole dramatic situation, and then she claims that everything was out of context. So that's one part of the drama. Then the other part of the drama, allegedly, is that Florence Pugh, the star of the movie, and Olivia Wilde had a feud on set. So that's another aspect to it, because if you follow all of the movie stuff, Florence Pugh hadn't done any press for the movie. And even there was a big press conference in Venice for the film a couple weeks ago, and you know, Florence Pugh wasn't even there for it. She flew in later and attended the premiere. So, but she's also filming Dune 2. So it's all being twisted in a way that the news is making it out to be a bigger deal. I don't know that we'll ever know all the exact drama that happened behind the scenes. But the spit thing you're talking about, EB, is...
Yeah, we know that. It's just a thing.
Yeah. But I mean, the problem with the news cycle is that someone captures a video of Harry Styles walking over to Chris Pine, sitting down at the premiere after doing a standing ovation. This was in Venice. And someone took a video and said, oh, look, Harry Styles just spit on Chris Pine. And then everybody runs with the story. It becomes, quote unquote, fact. In people's minds, and then they have to clear it up. We are just in a day and age where anybody can run with any story, and immediately it's fact.
So how's the movie?
Yeah, thank you for actually asking that question, because the problem with this film is that like all of this drama is completely separate from what the movie actually is. So no one really knows what the movie is because everyone's focused on the drama or the alleged drama behind the scenes. So the movie is basically this. So it takes place in like a suburban utopia neighborhood, and everything seems perfect, kind of like Stepford Wives, right? And Florence Pugh and Harry Styles are a married couple, and Harry Styles works for some secret government thing that we're not really sure what he's doing, but he's leaving the house every single day and doing something secretive. But something is wrong. Something's happening. And then someone ends up dying in the neighborhood and no one knows why or how, but it seems to be covered up. So it actually is a thriller. It's a psychological thriller. It's a mystery. Florence Pugh, if you're not familiar with her, she was in a great movie called Midsommar a few years ago. Amazing, amazing actor. But I mean, Eric, I actually think this might be up your alley. It's kind of a psychological thriller with trying to figure out what's going on. Like it's like a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, those types of movies, they work well. And I think Olivia Wilde, who directed the movie, you know, aside from all this drama, she's a really talented filmmaker. She made a movie a few years ago called Booksmart, which was great. And it's shot well. It's performed well. Problem with the film is that the reveal isn't that great. So it's like you spend this whole movie, and I'm not going to spoil anything, obviously, but generally speaking, when you're dealing with a mystery, you're building up to something, and you hope that it delivers, especially with the amount of buildup that you get. And it was fine. So I liked the film. I really did. I think it has a lot to do with control and a lot of thematics that are important. But I do feel like it's going to be hard for people to separate the news. And if you're able to go in and actually watch the movie for what it is, I think you'll enjoy it. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. I'm not in a camp where I hated it or loved it. I just kind of thought it was solid. And I think, you know, I'm not trying to defend the movie, but I do feel like we live in a day and age where all this drama is overpowering the actual art. And it's kind of annoying.
Here's the headline I'm reading from the CBC. Harry Styles and Florence Pugh can't save Don't Worry.
Doesn't sound great.
Well, I mean, so the movie has like a 35% on Rotten Tomatoes, cool. So it's not being reviewed well. I have no idea what people's perceptions are. There's absolutely no way that people are walking into that film without some type of mindset considering the news surrounding it. I mean, you guys, I'm sitting here telling you all these stories surrounding the movie, and probably most people, including yourselves, don't really care. But in terms of like the world of movies and like people who are on Twitter and things like that, this is a big story in that sense. So what's going to happen, weirdly, I think it might actually help the box office. So, and that's going to be like a strange thing. Like, right, you always hear that saying that no, you know, any publicity is good publicity, even if it's bad. And I think that in this case, people are just intrigued now. The problem is that no one knows what they're really going to see. They're just going to see it because of the drama.
Right.
Now, Harry Styles is actually...
Is he good?
I think... Yeah, I think he's a good actor. I mean, Christopher Nolan cast him in Dunkirk, and he was really good in that. And he has a new movie coming out in November called My Policeman. He's, you know, I'm a big fan of his music. I have all of his records on vinyl, and I want to see him succeed. The problem is that he's so famous that this stuff is going to occur, and you have to be able to handle it and or get around it. I mean, dude, Olivia Wilde and the whole cast, I didn't interview anybody from this movie, and I'm not saying that I should have, but I generally speak to the actors and the filmmakers surrounding a big release of a movie. I didn't talk to anybody for
you
this.
You want to see Harry Styles succeed? I think he succeeded.
No, I mean, I want to see him succeed as an actor.
I know what you're really, but I really do, I mean,
you guys can make fun of me all you want, but like, you watch some of Harry Styles' music videos. They're amazing. There's a song he did called Sign of the Times, which is, you know, I'm a big David Bowie fan, and it kind of reminds me of like that Space Oddity track. And just like the way, like, I don't know, he seems like a modern day Bowie to me. But in terms of like the movie, I liked it. And I think, if you can wrap your mind around just watching the film and getting away from the drama, you might enjoy it, but it's definitely not great. It's just fine.
It's okay.
Good.
All right. 3 out of 5.
Avatar. Yeah. What do we need to know about the new Avatar that's in movie
theaters?
Is this
a new one or just a re-release?
No, it's the re-release.
Why bother?
Well, here's why. So, again, Eric, you're asking great questions today.
Thanks.
Seriously, I appreciate your engagement. But in terms of this movie,
what
I mean,
got into you, Bickle?
I know. Well, it's the highest grossing film of all time. You know, it's literally made like $2.8 billion. So here's what's interesting. So I grew up. James Cameron's was the filmmaker who got me into movies. Terminator 2 changed my life. I was 8 years old when I saw it. I mean, seriously, I was sitting between my mom and dad. I was 8 years old on a couch. I had worked it out with them that if I got a good report card that I could watch Terminator 2. It was rated R. And so I got home. I had the report card. We got the VHS, and I watched it, and that's the movie that made me fall in love with film, my favorite movie of all time. So James Cameron has been such a big part of my life, man. It's like Terminator, The Abyss, True Lies, Terminator 2, Titanic. And then he comes out with Avatar, and it was bad. Like, it was such a disappointment to me because Avatar was basically Fern Gully and Pocahontas in 3D, and he spent so many years on the technology but not really any time on the script. And I think Avatar blew people's minds because the 3D and the effects were cool, but that story was Fern Gully and Pocahontas. It's the same story. It had nothing. They were searching for an object they couldn't find, and the object was called unobtainium. Like, what a ridiculously stupid thing to call an object. That you can't find. Anyways, so long story short of it was, James Cameron has now dedicated the rest of these years that he's doing now for filmmaking to making 4 more of these. Mm. So there are 4 more Avatar movies coming out. I know that he directed 2 and 3. I don't know if he's doing 4 and 5, but the reason why the new one, the original, is back out in theaters this weekend is he restored it. It's a brand new 4K restoration. And it's giving people the opportunity to see it in theaters if you didn't see it before the new one comes out in December. So to be honest with you, as much as I don't like Avatar, I'm probably going to go out and see it again just to kind of get a scope of it because it is, you know.
So it's a refresher.
But also, dude, that guy's batting 1,000. Like, I mean, regardless of Avatar not being a great film, it's the highest grossing movie of all time. And at the same time, the guy's made 5 classics outside of it. So I'm not going to bet against James Cameron. I'm going to give it one more shot. I know I don't love the story, but this new one coming out in December, it's called Avatar, The Way of the Water. The Way of Water. I mean, so that's going to be a huge movie, apparently. So we'll see what happens this weekend with the re-release of Avatar.
All right, Kevin, we'll talk to you next week.
Nice job. Right. Thank you, buddy.
No, I love you guys. And the next week is a great movie coming out called Bros. I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer for it, but it's hilarious. Look, it's such a funny movie, and Billy Eichner is so great in it. And it's like it's in the same vein as like Trainwreck and like Funny People and King of Staten Island, where basically the person's playing a version of themselves, like Amy Schumer did or Pete Davidson did. And it's really well done. So I'll be able to talk about that next week.
All right, Kevin.
All right. Very nice. Thank you.
Have
buddy.
A good weekend.
Right. Later, Kevin.
I love you guys.
That's right. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5. Coming up in an hour, we will have David Koechner, actor and comedian, who's going to be at the Arlington Cinema Drafthouse. He'll join us in studio. We have the Junkies Weekend Parlay coming up at 7:45. But next, we will hit the Skins and get into Commanders Eagles here on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Put up the Junkies poll of the day as we're about to hit the skins and dive into Commanders Eagles. Very simple question. Who wins on Sunday? Junkies poll of the day presented by Van Meter Homes. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio, or you can call in now. MGM National Harbor listener lines open at 800-636-1067. Who do you like and why in the Commanders game against the Eagles? Right now, 75% of people online are picking the Eagles to win. I'll give them a little bit better chance. Some people were asking us last night at the Ripken Uncorked event about the game. And somebody asked me, and I said, I give them about a 30 to 40% chance of winning the Commanders.
I like that. I'll take it. If you get it inch up towards 40. I mean, they're clearly going to be underdogs here. When you right now, remember, the game opened at about, what, 3, 3.5? What I'm seeing is 6.5.
Yeah, it's around that touchdown number. This is a big game. I mean, even though it's only week three, people are sleeping on how big of a game it is because all division games are big. Mm-hmm. But if the Eagles win this, they're 3-0, and obviously the Commanders will be 1-2. So essentially, you know, call it 2.5 games back or whatever. But the Eagles play the Jags next week at home. Probably going to win that game. They could be 4-0, and the Commanders are really starting to climb uphill for the division.
Well,
anyway,
they face a road test at Dallas,
and then they're at Dallas.
If they were to drop this game at FedEx,
this is a big one.
Yep. Valdez, play the music for EB as we hit the skins. But let me lead off with the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics Injury Report. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com on Tuesday. Washington plays center Chase Ruye on injured reserve. He suffered a right knee injury in Sunday's game after rolling up on teammate Sam Cosmi's leg. He could be out for the entire season. Cam Curl, who hasn't played this season, was, though, a full participant in practice, so they expect him back.
He'll be back.
That was the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics Injury Report. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com.
All right, well, as we mentioned, huge game. The Eagles are off to a great start. They're averaging 31 points per game. They're only giving up 21. Nice 10-point spread there. Washington, meanwhile, is doing a great job themselves offensively. They're averaging 27.5 points per game, which is a huge leap from last year.
Huge.
Now, the problem is they're giving up more than that. They're giving up 29 a game through the two games. Most of that, actually, they're doing it both ways. They're giving up 265 through the air, and they're giving up 157, averaging about 7 yards per carry on the ground.
That's the terrifying number when you face the Eagles in this rushing attack and Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're giving up 7 yards per rush, that is an alarming figure.
The Eagles are averaging 189 yards per game rushing the football. Washington only getting 86 yards per game. You're getting 100 yards less per game on the ground. Jalen Hurts has gotten off to a great start, but what's kind of interesting is he's only thrown one touchdown pass. He's 44-63. I'll acknowledge he looks pretty good passing the football this year.
How many has he run
for
this
impressed.
Year? He had two in the last game. I can't remember. I think he had one in the first game.
Rushed for three.
Yeah, three rushing touchdowns to go with the one passing touchdown. But that offense, like Cake said, man, they just run through you.
And last year, Hurts had pretty good success against this Commanders team. He was 71% accuracy-wise in the two meetings. He threw for over 500 yards, 9.8 yards per attempt. And he rushed for over 80 in the two games and had two rushing touchdowns.
Now, the second game was kind of poopy, but he didn't even play that much.
Yeah.
He didn't have much help in that game because it didn't matter to them. And Sudfeld came in the game.
It was almost
horrific.
Like they were throwing the game. Carson, meanwhile, has gotten off to a great start. I'm a little concerned because I'm afraid he's going to come back to earth here a little bit. He's tied for the league lead in touchdowns with seven. Through the two games, throwing just three interceptions to the seven touchdowns, throwing for 650 yards. Gibby has yet to really get on track. He had a nice first week, but a lot of that was from catching the football. 28 carries for 86 yards and a touchdown. Miles Sanders, I guess, beyond Jalen Hurts on the ground, is a guy you have to look out for, Cakes. He's got 30 carries for 176 yards. And, of course, their offseason acquisition of A.J. Brown has been huge for them. He's got 15 catches for 224 yards.
I do want to hear from people. Again, phone lines are open. The MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Tom Screek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. It's the same number. Or tweet us at Junks Radio. Poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Home. 75% picking the Eagles. Bunker Hill tweets us, this will be the Carson meltdown game.
Mm. No confidence in Carson.
Long-term psychology will show its true colors.
Maybe.
Facing his old team.
I don't know if I really buy into that at this point. I mean, so from what Carson's been saying, at least to the press, he seems like he's in a better mental spot now than he was when he was in Philly. I don't think, even if something goes wrong early, he's just going to turtle up and have a terrible game. I feel like he's going to be engaged and he's going to be competitive throughout the game.
Now, the one thing that Washington has going for them, Cakes, there are two teams right now that are tied for the most explosive NFL offenses through 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions and the Commanders.
Look at that. Two unlikely
candidates. What's that based off of?
I think it's like 11 plays that have gone for at least 20 yards. Through two games. Mm-hmm. They have Kansas City and Green Bay actually behind the Commanders and the Lions. So we know that that's what Scott Turner and this offense is capable of. They're capable of big plays. They like to just hit you with the little stuff, then a big one.
You love Aaron Rodgers, but right now, you look at his weapons that he's throwing to. It's a bunch of rookies and cast-offs, and Alan Lazard just came back from an injury last week, so he's not at 100%. Of course you like the Commanders' weapons presently over what a team like Green Bay is trotting out.
Right.
They're trotting out Sammy Watkins, Romeo Doubs, Christian Watson, who's a second-round pick. I mean, Dotson's made the super early impact. Samuel is the focal point of the offense through two games.
Yeah, he's their leading receiver.
He's the guy that Carson is looking to, and he has five carries through two games, so he's assuming that role that he had in Carolina where he's sprinkled into the running game as well as being a receiving threat. So, to parrot you from many, many years, you like the Commanders' weapons.
Spickle needs
I
to
like their weapons.
Sneeze. Go ahead and get your sneeze.
On the
okay.
flip side,
I would
though,
say this. The one thing, small sample size, I get it.
Sure.
But the one thing that concerns all of us, it's not the offense right now, although the first half last week was terrible, but it was abysmal. But the defense, because there's only five teams in the league right now giving up more yards per game. Mm-hmm. There's only four teams in the league right now giving up more points per game. That needs to improve this week.
And on the flip side, the Eagles have some good weapons, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course
we talked about the rushing game, which includes Jalen Hurts, but Miles Sanders is a good running back, had success against Washington last year, at least in the first game. I think he went for over 100 yards. Now, a lot of people point out that was a COVID game, and a lot of the guys didn't suit up for Washington last year in that first game against the Eagles. But you've got Sanders. They have some depth with Scott and Gainwell.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hurts. And then the receivers, just adding A.J. Brown to Devontae Smith. Quez Watkins caught a deep one last year. Dallas Goedert, they have weapons, too.
They're loaded. They really are.
Well, I'm hoping for the scenario for Washington to play out to be on the right side of this. I'm hoping that there's a little kind of regression in the mean here a little bit. I don't think Washington's going to play nearly as bad as they did in that first half. And I'm hoping that Philly comes back to earth a little bit, because in that first half against Minnesota, they looked unbeatable.
Are you going
to
be able to watch it live? Or are you going to be on the road?
No, I'll be home. I'll be home.
You'll be home. Good.
Although I told Lurch I didn't dress appropriately. And he realized it was going to be 50 degrees.
I've been telling people the fall weather's coming. Hello.
Nobody wants to listen to me.
I'm going to go have to
got
buy
a hoodie there.
This thing is nothing.
No.
This is like a fishing shirt.
No, you go out and get yourself something.
You can go snag a marlin in that thing.
I'm going to go have to get
some. Aren't you driving back on Saturday night?
Yeah.
So you got one day. You got today, what you're wearing, and then one day.
Listen to him. He's already got the sniffles.
You think I want to be cold?
I'm sure you have a jacket.
You want me to just be cold for 24 hours? Then no big deal.
I mean, that's the weirdest take ever.
I know. Just
be cold
just
for one day.
Just be in a t-shirt for
I think
a day.
He overblows it. He's got a hoodie right there. I'm guessing.
A hoodie.
Maybe. It's a fishing shirt to block out the UV rays.
Right. It's not
going to be 20.
It's allegedly 71 degrees in here, and I'm freezing.
He doesn't handle
it's gonna be
temperature
20
well.
Degrees, it's going to be 20 that. Degrees colder. And this is the heaviest thing I got. I botched it. Do we have any more crap kickoff sweatshirts or anything?
Can you fit into an XL?
Yeah.
All right, yours is in the other room still.
Then you're good.
Yeah. My arms will stick out of them.
You're set.
It's all right. All right, let's pass up these calls for people, if they want to chime in on the game here.
Officially, let's go around the room. Who do you like? I'm picking the Eagles. I do think the Commanders have a chance, but logic kind of says the Eagles are the better team.
Let me consult my list that's been 2-0 so far. I have
you got the Manders.
I have the Commanders with a dub next to it right there.
Let me see what
I can't remember what I picked.
Jason, who do you like?
I like the Eagles. I'm guessing I picked the Eagles before the season started, so I'll stick with that. But I just the defense just too many holes.
I picked Washington.
Everybody,
so I'll stick with
why
it.
Is everybody discounting the Carson Wentz revenge game?
Not
angle?
Revenge.
Everybody's snoozing on that.
I'm just hoping that Jalen Hurts comes back to earth a little bit. And we plug some of those holes. I don't know how. I literally don't know how to win the game. Turnovers.
Jack Del Rio, you should be working 20-hour days to try to figure out the defense leading up to Sunday.
All right, let's go, Dom.
That's just coming from somebody who works 4-hour days. Work 20-hour days, JDR. Right.
Let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, what's up, buddy? You're on with the
Jets. I hate to say that you're going to lose and things like that, but I don't think it really looks good. I'm not a real big fan of the 5-2. I think it's going to kill them. But they don't have the personnel to change defenses and things like that. And scarily, this team reminds me so much of when I was a little kid watching a Sonny Jurgensen-led team. It really is going to be a roller coaster this year with Carson Wentz and the receivers that we've got. What you think?
Well, I mean, so far the roller coaster's been just going up. We haven't really crashed yet. But I think there are going to be some games like that. There's no doubt about it.
And I'll be honest, I know Sonny was a great player for the organization, but that preceded my time on this planet.
I was more of a Billy Kilmer guy.
I've only seen him in clips, in grainy clips on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen a full Sonny.
All the junkies born in 1970. Sonny's a great man. We all met him when he was calling games.
Yep.
He's fantastic. Never saw him play. I'm with Cakes. I just saw grainy clips.
You know, much like I never saw Otto Graham play, yet Al Michaels made an Otto Graham reference on the broadcast last night. Yes.
Did you think Al was good?
He's fine. I mean, again, I tend not to really pay attention to the
announcers. Is Kirk still doing college stuff or no?
He's doing both.
Yeah, doing both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did the field pop
really
like it did in week one on Amazon?
Making cash.
Are they throwing a filter in to make the grass look greener?
It looked pretty good on my TV.
Yeah.
There's still some choppiness. I might have to call my internet.
You have a Nubs modem. It's just obvious.
Yeah, I have 100 caps beanies and a bad modem.
John, you're waving your arms. What do you got, buddy?
Johnny.
John? I was just signaling that it was horrible for me, the game.
Why? Did you have cash on it?
No. It's just the Prime Video.
Why? Choppy?
It was choppy. It cut out like the screen just like disappeared a couple times.
It might
and
not
then,
just be me.
Yeah.
Your rich dad doesn't have good internet?
And then the...
He just ignored it. Yeah.
And it just logged out. It just froze. The screen froze twice as well.
Uh-huh. Do you guys have like a silly media room?
No.
Or do you have like a normal house?
I have a normal house. I actually went downstairs and worked the circuit board.
You did? What do you mean the circuit board?
Circuit board.
You mean the circuit breaker thing?
Yeah.
And why? Did you think you popped a...
Blew a fuse.
I just reset the TV because it froze the screen.
That's going really hardcore,
video.
By the way.
Why don't you just turn the TV off and on?
Or most people unplug it from the wall. They don't go to flip the circuit breakers, but I like your hustle.
Yeah.
Didn't that screw up everything? I screwed up your modem.
I
screwed up
everything. Well, I did try the unplugging from the TV.
Blinking.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Clocks.
No, you need to talk to your dad. Tell him you need more. You need, I don't know. What do you need? More
bandwidth.
You need more bandwidth. More upload speed or something. I don't know. More,
like Mbps. Yeah, one of those
more
things.
Gigabytes.
Yeah. Who's your internet provider?
Verizon.
Yeah, you need to talk to him.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Dave in College Park. Dave, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, I expect a really good game this weekend. I think the Commanders are going to win by double digits. I think
why?
Here's a few reasons. The Eagles are soaring high. There's no question about it. They're coming off a big win on Monday night. I mean, they couldn't be playing better. The thing that I like is the trend is just the fact that the offense is humming so well for the Commanders, okay? And the fact is, it's just the defense is playing so bad. So if you just look at some logic here, they can't play any worse defensively.
So it's kind of a do theory play.
It's kind of like that, but I just feel that Carson wants this game. Carson's making some good plays. I just feel like this team's going to get a lead and hold on to it. I mean, it might not be perfect, but I just feel like...
Don't you think Russell Wilson wanted to win against Seattle?
Dave, if you want to give me the Eagles plus 10, I'll take it.
Okay, well, this sucker's born every minute, but that ain't happening. But
just right, saying, you just told me they're going to win by double digits.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean I'm going to give it away. Okay, right, Lindsay Johnny giving no free cars away.
Right. Look, all right, Dave.
Okay, I'm just saying I really think they're going to play well this weekend. I expect McLaurin to have a big game, so is Gibson. And, I mean, look, you know, I just think that this game is very important for them. You know, they know the schedule's going to get a little bit tougher, and I think this is a big game. And the Eagles, look, like I said, they're not a 13-14 win team.
They're playing like it, kind of. In the first 2 weeks, they're playing like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be stunned if that Eagles team won, like, 11 or 12 games. Wouldn't shock me at all.
Lindsey John, by the way, offered to buy my shoes that I'm currently wearing.
Why?
He said he wanted to buy my shoes.
Let me see.
He likes them.
Stick your foot up here.
They're just white shoes.
Oh, you wore those last night. Yeah, yeah. I noticed that.
Just the Pumas.
Yeah.
I said you can buy them online.
You can buy 1,000 pairs.
He wasn't
that.
He wants to buy, like, the worn... My smelly shoes.
Why? Same shoe size?
Ask him.
Is he wear your size or something?
He moved. He asked me what size do you
how
wear?
Much
I said
is
11,
he
11
you?
And a half.
Just
I don't know.
Make a little dough.
I charge
him just a little
ordered
extra
online.
$10.
He's sick of wearing Sperry's to school, I guess. Anyway, coming up next, we've got our Junkies Weekend Parlay.
Got my
we
pick.
Will try to hit it big. We're going 7 deep today.
Ooh, I like it.
All right, we'll get that in next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are packed on a football Friday. John Feinstein joins us at 8. David Koechner, actor, comedian, who's going to be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House this weekend, is going to join us in studio at 8:20. And we have Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL insider, at 9. But when you hear the weekend, it's time for our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Mm-hmm. We've got all four junkies, both of our producers, the boys from Bit Season, and our intern, Lindsey John. So we're going seven deep. Spin the wheel.
It's going to land on someone who's going to Hilton Head tomorrow. Or maybe tonight.
I'm not going to Hilton Head, so it's not me.
I don't even know.
Valdez is going to Hilton Head?
Yeah, I'm flying down to Hilton Head tomorrow morning.
Ooh, are you fancy going?
Lab. I'm so jelly. Can you buy a lot for me down there?
Are you going to be off for a few days next week?
Yeah, I come back Wednesday night.
Oh, nice.
I'm playing Atlantic Dunes. I'm playing with a listener who got me onto Wexford Golf Club.
Ritzy.
It's
fancy
a
spot.
Silly.
So you're going down there with your parents? Your parents?
My parents are like already down there. They stay down there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
since they're retired, they have
nice.
Nothing to do.
Nice.
And want to spend my inheritance.
Yeah.
So they always tell me. So if you just want to come down, go play golf a couple days, we'll host you.
Beautiful.
Perfect. I said I'm psyched.
Take advantage of that.
Right.
Perfect. I was offered a spot on a foursome at Oakmont.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
next Wednesday.
That's impressive.
Jason just have to go and one up my silly trip?
He did.
Well, we're talking golf. Problem is, you're going to play. I'm not going to play.
It's just too much.
I'd have to take off Wednesday and Thursday, and my vacation days are kind of already set.
Mm.
So unless Drabby wants to give me two extra vacation days. Then I could do it.
You never know.
Well, I'll sell you two of mine.
What you can do is like your Christmas vacay. It's coming up. Just take one or two less days. Plus, it's like Christmas and New Year's. Just use like your Christmas and New Year's Day. You know what I mean?
I haven't even thought about that.
You could do it. There's a way you could finagle it.
Or I could just take two personal days.
Yeah, you're having a mental health day.
Drabby, I need mental health right. Yeah, so I need to go play Oakmont.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, depression.
Clear your head at
depression.
Oakmont.
He's got depression.
I definitely do.
Yeah,
I did throw just a dumb little crack last night that Cal, you know, is known for the streak over 2,600 games.
Oh, no, cringing already.
Jason's streak on the show is 5, and mine's 4.
Yeah.
We both called him sick in the last week.
And he Your goes, current streak?
Yeah. And you guys are not the
Cal
Iron Man
just looked
of the
at
show.
Us going, why'd you do that?
Yeah. but speaking of golf, my play is President's Cup related.
Of course it is.
Everyone's sleeping on the President's
You're
Cup.
You're right about
all.
That.
Everyone.
By the way, the intro yesterday was awesome. Steve Sands did it.
Yeah, he was like he was on the dais or something.
It was awesome. There were all the Americans were in Carolina blue, obviously, because Davis Love is Tar Heel, and
it's Quail Hollow.
It's in Charlotte, and they had the fly. Darius Rucker sang the national anthem. He was awesome.
Darius
and then they
Rucker.
Had a flyover. Oh, that's so cool.
That's cool.
It was a great intro yesterday. But go ahead.
So I saw this prop on FanDuel, and I don't know how this is so large, but it's a President's Cup prop. It's the top combined point score. So for the international and the U.S. team, the person who's going to have the most points by Sunday.
Max is five.
What?
Your max is five.
Yeah, your max
right?
is five.
Right.
So on this, Cam Young, who is a rookie on the President's Cup team, is 8.5 to 1.
Yep.
He already banked 1 point yesterday in the foursomes. He's playing today with Kisner in the four ball.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably the U.S.'s greatest weapon on Quail Hollow because Quail Hollow rewards length, and he's the longest driver for the U.S. squad. So I don't see DL3 sitting him two times tomorrow for the foursome and the four
him.
Ball.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to trot him out there for at least one of the matches, if not two, and then all he has to do is win his single, and he has five total points. at 8.5-1. I like Cam Young to be the top points getter for the U.S.
They might wrap this up by Saturday. Hideki and Scott were embarrassing yesterday. They were an embarrassment. They should quit the game.
Well, I think the international teams won once. The President's Cup is a joke.
Yes, they were. The Americans were 4-1 yesterday in the alt shot, but Hideki and Adam Scott specifically were embarrassing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a Cam Young course, by the way. Like, he could scorch Quail Hollow.
He's probably played it a million times. He went to Wake.
Yeah, and he went to Wake. Yes. Home game for him. He's not afraid of the moment. I mean, he competed with Rory.
All right, we got 7 picks to get in.
I love it. I want to keep talking about it.
Spin the wheel.
And we'll bleed it over into Feinstein.
Everybody else gets 15 seconds.
Dravy, go.
That's fine. That's all I need.
All right, Dravy.
All right, I'm looking at the dead cat bounce. That's what you call it in the stock market when your stock tanks and you get a little bump the next day.
I know a certain stock that can use that dead cat bounce.
So I'm going to look at the dead man Herm Edwards football team in Tempe, Arizona. Utah's playing Arizona State Saturday night, 10:30.
Oh,
Utah is favored by 15.5 points. I like the new interim head coach for ASU. He's a high school legend that now is coaching the football team. I'm going to take ASU plus 7.5. That's an alternate spread, so that's going to bump it up to plus 194, Jason.
What time's that game?
10:30. It's the last game on Saturday night.
Yeah. Is that game on television?
Who knows? It shouldn't be.
It should not be.
Well, it should be. I mean, Utah's. I like watching Utah. All
so
right.
Plus 194?
Plus 194 for Drab. I've won 5 in a row.
All right, so Arizona State.
That's really all that matters.
Yeah.
Right.
Emory Jones is poo.
Yep.
All right. Well, I don't know. Where you want to go? You want to go to Bickle?
I don't care. You know what? I'll just take a prop from the Commanders game. Jahan Dotson Cakes has been scoring. He's got 3 touchdowns in 2 games. Doesn't have a ton of catches. He actually only got 7 catches.
Samuel's gobbling the ball up.
He's got 10 targets, though.
10 targets. 3 touchdowns, though. Pretty good ratio. Let's just go with Jahan to score a touchdown. Anytime touchdown, plus 280.
Ooh,
you're in. Spin the wheel. It's going to be a ridiculous payout.
It's going to be a big, fat one.
All right, Flame Ack.
If you like plus 280, you're going to like plus 450. I went longer odds last week with Nick Chubb scoring 2 touchdowns. I think he gave you 3, which was the insurance. I'm going to look at the Bills game. Stephon Diggs, I don't think you can find a hotter wide receiver. He had 3 touchdowns last week. I just need 2 for the plus 450. I'm going to go Diggs, 2 touchdowns.
You only need 2. All right, you're in. Spin it. Wait till you see this. All right, Cakes.
Now, can I double down on Diggs?
Yes.
Because JP just took a Diggs.
They must have changed their policy because it's actually
everything's working.
Yeah. Stephon Diggs is on fire. He has 20 catches already through 2 games, 270 yards, 4 end zone trips. He's averaging 13.5 yards per catch. Uh-huh. He's averaging over 130 yards receiving per game. All I need him to do is be at 110 plus. And at that number, I'm getting plus 280. So I've got Stephon Diggs to go over 110 yards against the Dolphins in what looks to be an AFC East shootout in South Florida.
Right.
I think Diggs goes for 120, 130 yards, and hopefully he finds the end zone twice to keep the parlay alive.
What are your juicy odds, Kate?
Plus 280.
Sweet.
All right, spin it. I guess I'll go. So we were talking to Dave Richard yesterday, and I think someone called in and asked about Damien Pierce, whether he should start him. And he was very high on Damien Pierce, runner for the Houston Texans, running back. He got 100% of the carries last week at Denver. He only had 11 carries in week 1 against the Colts.
Bobby Smith said, Rex Burkhead, you're finished. You get 0 carries in week 2.
Yeah, he's going to go to him again. And, of course, they're playing the Bears. And he will. He had 15 carries for 70 yards last week. The Bears rank dead last against the run. Dead last against the run. They allow 190 on the ground per game. So I'm going to go Damien Pierce over rushing yards, 58.5 this week. I think he's going to get 15 to 20 carries, and I like him to get at least 59 yards. I'm going to go. That's my prop. Damien Pierce against the Bears, 59 yards.
Feeling it.
Is that it?
Lindsey John.
Sorry, Lindsey.
What do you got, Johnny boy?
Johnny.
But on those Dahmer glasses, make sure you look at
I'm putting on that Netflix special.
Do you know that he's got college football coaches texting him to kick? next year and he has no interest?
I've heard through the grapevine, yes.
I don't know why he wouldn't do it.
We can get to this on another segment.
Okay. He wants more attention dollars.
Well,
go ahead, more
segments.
I want to talk about my game because this is my favorite game of the year. This is my lock of the century.
It is?
The Ravens are on the road against the Patriots, giving 2.5, which means if this game was in a neutral site, Patriots would be favored plus 0.5. Mm-hmm. Last week, the Pats were on the road against the Steelers, giving 2.5. The Patriots are, frankly, just have one of the worst rosters in the NFL. And because of Bill Belichick being a great coach, people just disregard that. But from 2018 to 2020, it's a team that did not draft a single offensive skill position starter. From a high-end draft pick standpoint and physical just like traits, this team's just the worst in the NFL when it comes to that. The Ravens, I still think, are one of the best teams in the NFL. Their biggest weakness is their secondary, and they get to play Nelson Aguilar and Jacoby Myers instead of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a huge alternate spread. Ravens giving 21.5.
What? What? Is this your lock of the century?
He's destroying the parlay.
You guys have winning by 22.
No. Not my, like, it's my lock
last
of the century
week
for them to cover.
Didn't
my lock of the century for them to cover the 2.5. This is just, yeah. I feel very good that they could win by three touchdowns.
He likes the blowout. Okay.
If you could,
ruining our parlay.
Well, three touchdowns doesn't
hit.
Get
what did
you
he pick last week? Remember, he picked the guy that was concussed?
He was in concussion, all right?
Yeah. And then Cakes gave him a warning, and he stuck with it, and the guy didn't play.
He's taking it to alternate line, minus 21.5.
I learned from Drab. I'm going for the big bucks.
Yeah. All right, he's blaming Drab. What are the odds?
You can actually change it, though, to plus 800, giving 20.5. We'll go 1 point.
Is it
be
20 or 21.5?
It was 21.5.
I already put it in. You're done.
Well, it's going to be $100,000 payoff. What's it going to be?
You think it's only going to be 100?
It's going to be a million?
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
All right, recap real quick. Hold on.
I can't believe you.
All right, we got Stephon Diggs, 110 plus in the alt receiving yards.
Why don't I do Dax Milne to score 4 touchdowns this week?
We've got Diggs to score at least 2, all right, in a same game parlay there. We got Damian Pierce over 58.5 rushing yards at minus 114. We got Jahan Dotson to score anytime touchdown plus 280. The Diggs bets are plus 480 and plus 280, by the way. Ravens minus 21.5 plus 900. Cam Young is plus 850 to be the top combined point scorer for the U.S. Arizona State plus 194 on plus 7.5 against Utah.
$7 bet.
It pays a million.
$168,574.
Yeah, John, you ruined the parlay.
All right, let's not act like it's going to hit anyway.
It's not.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, no, he can't have that attitude.
Let's ride with
attitude.
That. You might
Doesn't
be thanking him on Monday.
Yeah. Why can't I be positive about it? You're getting mad at me for feeling confident.
Hey,
trying to win us the big bucks.
Hey, in his defense, mm-hmm. his is only 50 points higher than mine. Mine's plus 850. His is plus 900.
I know, and you know what also, too?
At least mine sounded silly when I gave rationale.
Yours sounds somewhat reasonable.
Yeah, but EB, you know what you did last week? You did the complete opposite of what I did. You took the Seahawks, like, getting 8.5. That was, like, minus 118. That was horrible.
At least he's trying to Joan.
It's realistic.
All right, we got to take a break. John Feinstein joins us next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.